This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great day so far. We are heading into the Christmas weekend. It's a three-day long weekend, so hope you folks have a lot of plans. For the markets, it was a volatile day in the US markets. The Dow was up 114 points, down 150 points from the highs of trade. The US futures are higher in the holiday shortened week. The mid-cap end of trade has really seen a lot of action. So the Russell 2000 hit a fresh all-time closing high, is on track for its eighth straight week of gains, which is the longest winning streak that the Russell 2000 has had since Feb 2019. Even in our markets, the buy on dips continues. The Nifty closed above the 13,600 mark yesterday. FIIs bought in trade about 536 crores, but the flows have tempered down towards the end of the year. Domestic institutions sold about 1,327 crores in the cash markets yesterday. There was big delivery volumes in technology stocks. 1,000 crore delivery volume is what we saw in Infosys, 500 crore delivery volumes in Wipro. A lot of traders suggest to keep their positions light ahead of the long weekend. You have a listing today as well. Bector Foods list today. It saw a bumper subscription, whopping 198 times subscription overall and 621 times HNI subscription. So that could be a very good listing. 2020 has come to an end almost, and we saw big outperformance in mid and small caps. So far, the Nifty is up 12%, the mid cap index is up almost 20%, while the small cap index is up 28%. So looks like the outperformance in the broader markets is something that will continue. Hope you folks have a great trading day. Thanks for listening in to the Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great day.